Hello, and welcome to another segment of Health Talk. My name is Kevin Brogan, and it's both my pleasure and privilege to welcome you to today's talk, which will focus in on diabetes and its impact on our society today. This is important information we all need to know. Let me share with you some statistics that the American Diabetes Association put together in conjunction with the Center for Disease Control and the National Institute of Health. 17 million people, 6.4% of the population today, have diabetes. It's estimated that an additional 35% of the population have diabetes and have not been diagnosed yet. There are 1 million new cases being reported every year. 1 in 400 children are currently diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. 1 in 12 children will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. There are currently 450,000 deaths annually in this country from diabetes. This represents approximately 19.5% of all deaths, now making it the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. Diabetes actually costs our country $132 billion annually, with about $92 billion of those dollars going to direct medical costs and $40 billion going to indirect costs such as disability, work loss, and premature mortality. To discuss today's topic, I have invited two fascinating guests. Firstly, I have Dr. Robert O. Young. Welcome to you, Dr. Young. Dr. Young is a biochemist, microbiologist, and research scientist, and has dedicated most of his life to studying how our bodies function at the cellular level. He's a pioneer in the field of colloidal technology and is the author of several recent books, with another one on the way from AOL Time Warner, entitled The pH Miracle for Diabetes. Our second guest today is Donna Franklin. Donna is a successful entrepreneur and businesswoman. She's also a top distributor for InnerLite, which is the company that exclusively markets and distributes the InnerLite brand name products created by Dr. Young. And another important note, Donna also suffers from diabetes. Welcome to you, Donna.
Thank you, Kevin. It's great to be here.
Dr. Young's scientific findings have led him to a philosophy known as the new biology. Simply put, the new biology states that there's only one sickness and one disease, and that is the over-acidification of the body due primarily to an inverted way of living, thinking, and eating. This over-acidification leads to the overgrowth in our body of microorganisms whose poisons produce the symptomologies we call, and most of medical science today refers to, as disease. Based on Dr. Young's theory, if there's only one sickness, then there can only be one remedy or treatment, and that is to alkalize the body, break the cycle of imbalance that so many of us live with, which will allow us to experience the energy, vitality, and true health we were all meant to have. Dr. Young, I'd like to go to you first. We're all eagerly awaiting the release of the new book entitled The pH Miracle for Diabetes. Can you expound briefly on your one sickness, one disease theory and actually how it can be applied to the epidemic proportions of diabetes today in our country?
Yes, Kevin. Shelley and I are very excited that Time Warner has agreed to take on this project. And, of course, the release of the book, The pH Miracle for Diabetes, is not only for just type 2, but also for type 1. And we've had great success with both types of diabetic challenges. You know, as you asked me the question, I'm thinking about what Thomas Edison said. And Thomas Edison made this comment. He said, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will involve the patient with proper use of food, fresh air, and exercise." I believe that the pH Miracle for Type 1 and Type 2 Diabetes book really focuses on a natural, holistic approach to Type 1 and Type 2 diabetes. For those who are not familiar with those particular symptomologies, the Type 1 is insulin-dependent, generally referred to as insulin-dependent diabetes, where Type 2 is usually diet-related diabetes. It's not insulin-dependent. The wonderful thing that we have found that in the control studies that we have done, we have found success in 100% of the cases that when they apply what Thomas Edison was talking about, when they apply the principles of alkalizing and energizing their body holistically, when they apply the principles of not treating the pancreas but providing the proper alkaline pH around the fluids that surround the insulin-producing beta cells, that in every case, we've been able to reduce insulin usage by over 50% in every case, and in many of the cases in type 2, over 90% of them have been reversed as it pertains to their particular type of diabetes. So we're excited about that. The pancreas is a shock organ. It has to deal with the food that's coming out of the stomach. And so if the food is highly acidic, the pancreas's front line in releasing bicarbonate to bring the alkalinity anywhere from 1.5 up to a 8 or 8.2.
Quite a jump.
It's a significant jump. In fact, the jump is over a million times. And so the amount of bicarbonate, if the body doesn't have enough, the pancreas doesn't have enough, it pulls it from the blood. It'll pull it from any source to alkalize that food, because if that food is not alkalized, what happens is it will end up literally damaging a very sensitive and very important part of our body, and that's the intestinal villus, the small intestine or the intestinal villus. And it's in the intestinal villus, which is like an octopus tentacles, that actually where the food then drops down into, and that food is biologically transformed into new blood and then into new body cells. So if that food is improper, if it doesn't have the proper pH, if the pancreas is stressed, everything can go out of balance. But I like to think of the pancreas as on the front line in the preparation of preparing that food in order to provide new cells that will eventually become body cells. We've had tremendous success in applying simple principles of good diet, good supplementation, and also exercise and fresh air, and we've seen great success with this whole program now.
Great. I know you've had some incredible success stories that I've heard. Sitting here next to us is Donna Franklin, and Donna has her own success story. And Donna, maybe you can just share with us a little bit about how you came to be involved with Dr. Young, Shelley Young, their philosophies, and how this all came about.
Thanks, Kevin. For me, it was very interesting because I was not actually searching for the new biology and for alkalizing and energizing. I was actually looking to how do I become a better person? How can I better take care of myself? And in light of that, I had gone out to Hawaii to a life mastery seminar with Tony Robbins. And it was at that seminar, actually, that Dr. Young was speaking, and Tony Robbins was serving green water. And I had never even seen green water before, and I thought, you know, why are we drinking green water at a conference instead of regular water? And I started drinking this, and after about, I believe it was on the fourth day, all of a sudden, my blood sugars were going down into the 30s and way up high into the high 300s. And there was nothing else that I had done different in my life, and I couldn't really understand what's going on. And so I looked at the green water and said, this is the only thing that's been different in my life. And I was actually pretty upset.
You were looking for the guy with the green water.
I was right. I was kind of upset because, you know, what was going on here? I'm looking for finer distinctions and to become healthier in my life and thinking, you know, if this is affecting my health, this is not a good thing. And my friend said to me, well, certainly Tony's not going to bring someone in, and let's go talk to this doctor, which was Dr. Robert O. Young. And as we did, and as I walked up to him and told him about what was going on in my life, he actually looked me right in the eye and he said, well, that's good. And again, my first reaction was like, how could that be good? I'm like, I'm like a little bit afraid. And he looked at me and very calmly said, begin to reduce your insulin a little bit and everything will balance out. And I went home that night, back to the hotel actually, and that's what I did. And that's really when I began to understand that these products, this diet, and this lifestyle can have a tremendous effect on my diabetes and on my personal life. And then over the course of time, actually, it wasn't until months later when I started to really take this seriously. But when I did start to take it seriously and really pay attention to what products was I going to get on, what were the recommended products, what was the lifestyle, and pay attention to making some dietary changes in my life to bring this change forward, that it was about a 3.5 to 4 month period of time, and I had lost 22 pounds, my cholesterol reduced by 42 points, and at that point in time, I had reduced my insulin by 60%
wow.
In 3.5 months. As I continue the program, I've now reduced it 85%, and I'm just looking for those finer distinctions to really take it all the way.
Dr. Young, have you seen these type of results, not just with someone like Donna, but varied in different cases and different types of diabetes?
Well, that's why we call the book The pH Miracle of Type 1 and Type 2 Diabetes, because when you can take a diabetic, and I say this literally, that's been doing diabetes, because you don't get diabetes, you actually have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it with your lifestyle, you do it with your diet. When you take someone that's been doing diabetes and you teach them how not to do diabetes, for example, a woman down in Texas had been doing diabetes for over 22 years, and she was taking 120 units a day of insulin. And in 30 days, she's off all of her injections. Why? Because it wasn't about the pancreas. It was about maintaining a proper internal environment so cells can function and operate at their highest level. If you take any matter and put it into acid, what's going to happen? It's going to break down. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be able to perform. I mean, we know what happens when we have acidic batteries. I mean, the kind of batteries we go out and buy alkaline batteries. But when the pancreas is over acidic, when the blood fluids are over acidic, when the context is over acidic, when we make that significant change, then what we find is that everything starts functioning better and normally. And that's what's happened with not only type 2, but now type 1, which is a miracle. And that's why we call the book the pH Miracle.
And you know, Kevin, I've got to say that that's one of the reasons why I am so grateful for these products, because yes, it is a lifestyle change. And yet, I know I don't always get all the good green foods that Dr. Young talks about in every day. I don't always get the green juices or the good oils in. And so I really look, and I'm very grateful for these super greens and this prime pH, the super soy, and the BioLite. Those are the key foundational four elements that I've added to my diet that help me really get in what I need so that I can begin to get myself back into balance.
One of the most significant things that we have found by taking in a liter of super greens, like within 5 to 15 minutes, and in combination with that, taking a tablespoon of the super soy sprouts, which is a concentration of little tiny baby sprouts. But when you take that concentration and you're dealing, let's say, with a blood glucose level over 400, or you're dealing with a blood glucose level that's under 60, down to the 50s or 40s, What happens within about 15 minutes to 20 minutes after you've had a liter of the super green, okay, and the way that you mix that is 1 teaspoon per liter, and of course we add the prime pH in there because the significance about the prime pH is it provides extra electrons, and that's what alkalizes batteries. It's the electrons, not the protons, from the biochemistry point of view. But when you're alkalizing your body with extra electrons, that's going to minimize the amount of acidity in your body. So we put that in the water, the super greens water, to help alkalize the fluids. And when you're alkalizing the fluids, you're then making a significant change in the context. So in the case of high blood sugars, the blood sugars will come back to normal, and in the low blood sugars, they'll come back up. And it's a phenomenon, which I can't completely explain. I just know it happens when it's actually applied. So rather than going for the candy bar, you know, or taking extra insulin injections, we have found if someone will simply start hydrating with alkalizing fluids, i.e. the super greens with the prime pH, and then, you know, take the super soy with that, it's an amazing pH miracle that happens in normalizing sugar to help support the pancreas so that eventually the pancreas can do it on its own. Initially, you're going to have to support it. But eventually what's happening, our client patients are finding that as they do this day after day, week after week, month after month, they no longer have to use, you know, the insulin or use the candy bars, the high sugar fruits, you know, like orange juice, which is commonly used, to raise their blood sugar. They can do it in a way that's going to empower and alkalize the body in a positive way rather than a negative way.
And probably after some time, those fluctuations aren't there because you're giving the body what it needs to remain stable.
Well, it balances. There's what I refer to as molecular memory.
Mm-hmm.
And all we're doing is we're changing the program. And we all have computers, and we all know, and we've had trouble with computers. And we know sometimes a program will have problems, and it needs to be reprogrammed. But there's memory on those computer chips. And if we have to reprogram, there's no difference when we're talking about the intelligent atoms that make up all of our cells, the anatomical elements. There's information on those anatomical elements that make us, you know, make up our physical body. When we start reprogramming the information, they start then taking on that new information and start responding differently. And so we're just doing a reprogram like we would do with a computer program. We're doing it with our own anatomical elements by making significant changes with super greens, with prime pH, with super soy sprouts. And there's other products that are part of that. Like one of the most important are what I've put into a pack called the DiaBalance Pack. There's actually three products in there that support the pancreas.
And DiaBalance, I'm assuming, is specifically was designed originally or developed for diabetics?
Yeah, it was to balance the symptoms associated with diabetes. That's why we referred to it as DiaBalance. And so I've developed a product that specifically supports the pancreas, which is the Pancreas Plus. a colloidal product, which is a liquid product. It's actually chromium vanadium in double distilled water, which is much like our own fluids of our body. But I put it in a form that you can take under the tongue so that it's immediately bioavailable. And what we have found, and other scientists have also found this, that when you put extra chromium, particularly in type 2 diabetics, into the body, because a lot of times it's not that the pancreas isn't producing insulin. The problem is there's sugar and there's insulin, but it's not coming together. And so science has found, and I've found this in my own research, that when we put chromium into the fluids of the body, that it's actually the deal maker. That actually what it does is it pulls the sugar and the insulin together. So it's a cofactor. It's a cofactor to help bind insulin and glucose to take it into the energy cycle. That's important because if we've got free glucose out there, what's going to happen? It can ferment and turn to lactic acid or acetic acid. And that's where we get all the problems with the neuropathy, neurological challenges. We get the problems with the vision challenges, you know, amputation. Chromium vanadium is a significant blood balancer because it helps to bring those two molecules together, glucose molecule, the insulin molecule, to take it into the energy cycle. And then what happens is when you're doing diabetes is generally you're emotionally and adrenally stressed. So we've got an adrenal product called the Adrenal Plus product to help support the adrenals, because when you don't have enough blood sugar, if your blood sugar is being fermented by yeast creating more acid, and so you're going from high and lows in your energy levels, that the adrenals have to kick in adrenaline to release more sugar, and you get into this tissue breakdown, and it's a vicious cycle that you can get yourself in where you're adrenally stressed, and if you're adrenally stressed, that's going to affect the thyroid, and now your thyroid is not acting properly, so you have a hard time losing weight. 90% of type 2 diabetics are obese. Guess what gets blamed? The thyroid.
The thyroid, sure.
As if it's the thyroid problem. It's not the thyroid problem. It's the lifestyle. That's the problem. And so what happens is when the people get on this program, 100% of the time, everyone loses weight on the pH miracle diet. We call it the pH miracle diet because people lose weight, they regulate their blood sugars, and all of the associated challenges with diabetes, like cardiovascular neuropathy, nephropathy, because kidneys are challenged too as well. That's why I developed these products called the foundational products that are found in the foundational pack, Super Greens, Prime pH, Super Soy, and BioLite, and then the Diet Balance pack to kind of capstone the whole program, and then in concert with the diet to really take someone who's doing diabetes type 1 or type 2 back to the house of health so they can be balanced, whole, and live their life in energy and with passion.
Wow, that's great, Dr. Young. For someone that's just getting started out there, because this all sounds like a lot, and I know at the beginning it was a lot for me, how does someone know, like, how much of the super greens do they drink, and how do they begin to really incorporate this in their life so that they can make a difference and begin to cut back either on their medications or be able to get their blood sugars back in line?
Well, the wonderful thing with working with diabetics is they test every day. And one of the things that I recommend that they test their blood at least six times a day. I know sometimes, you forget, maybe test it in the morning, the evening, but you really need to test it periodically. And some of the type 1 diabetics, we even have them wake up like at 3 in the morning to test their blood because there's a phenomenon, it's called the dawn phenomenon, where you go to bed and your blood sugars are normal and you wake up in the morning and they're off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this, but the word diabetes in Greek means melting into sugar.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if you've seen bananas before, but, you know, if you set a banana on the counter, what's it going to do? It's going to change, isn't it?
It's going to rot, yeah.
Turn black.
When you picked it, it was green. A lot of times it's yellow. A lot of times it's got its spots. But see, I remember when I was growing up, my mother made some incredible banana nut bread. But she never made it with green bananas. And she never made it with yellow bananas. They always were turning. Well, what's happened to the banana? Has it gotten sweeter from the point it was green to yellow to where it started turning to going, mm-hmm. getting its liver spots? And
turning to sugar, really.
It was turning into sugar. The same thing happens to us when we're laying in bed and we're not moving because the lymphatic system's not pulling acidity out, that we end up kind of melting into sugar, which raises the blood glucose level, because when cells break down, guess what comes out of it? The sugars, the proteins, the fats, everything that's made up within that particular cell. that's why someone who's moving and exercising have probably less risk for some of the symptoms associated with diabetes than someone that's not moving their body, because when you're moving your body, you're doing one of the most important things that a diabetic can do, or anyone can do who's exercising. You're sweating. And when you're sweating, you're moving acid. And when you're moving acid, you're preserving the delicate pH balance of the internal fluids. In order to control your blood sugar levels, you've got to hydrate. And hydration is the most important single thing that anyone can do, and especially diabetics, to maintain the delicate pH balance of the internal fluids of the body. I want you to think of yourself as an ocean of water with islands, and these islands is the flesh. I mean, because when we were born, we were 90% water. When we were dead, we're 50% water. And somewhere in between, you know, we kind of range between 65 to 75. But one of the most important things you can do to maintain good quality health and balance your blood sugars is superhydration. But the hydration has to be with fluids that carry a pH of over 7. Now, the pH scale runs from 1 to 14, 7 being neutral. Anything over 7 is alkalizing. Anything under 7 is acidic. So if you're drinking a cola, trying to balance your sugars, some diabetics will get the sugar lulls and they'll go to a cola drink to raise their blood sugars. Mm-hmm. Okay? You're taking in a very acidic drink, which is going to be detrimental to the pancreas and damage, even do more damage than good. It may raise your blood sugars, but not in the way that we want to do that. We want to drink something that's going to provide the proper context to wake up the insulin-producing beta cells, to wake up the glucagon-producing alpha cells, so they start functioning, not just trying to regulate the sugars. We want the pancreas to become alive again. And the way that we make the pancreas become alive again is providing the proper context. So the single most important thing that one can do is alkalize with green foods and green drinks. And that's why when we begin this program, we start out drinking 1 liter of super greens a day and then work up to 2, work up to 3, 4, 5. And the pH miracle begins at approximately 6 liters of green drink. And what is the green drink? It's 1 liter of distilled water with 1 teaspoon of the super greens mixed in this distilled 1 liter water. And then added to that is the prime pH, which helps to increase the electron activity and raise the pH and provide nascent oxygen and extra electrons to bind the acidity. And so that drink is the single most important thing that you can begin with. And you start out gradually. Okay, and you're going to monitor your blood sugars very closely, because what you're going to find is they're going to be a little bit unstable as you start regulating the amount of insulin now that you use, because you're going to find within the first 72 hours, this is very, very important, within the first 72 hours, over 90% of the people that begin hydrating with super greens with the prime pH will reduce their insulin need by over 50%.
That's exactly what happened to me.
And in most cases, they probably don't realize that.
And you'll be taking more insulin, and that's going to create a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why you had your problem.
And how could someone avoid that by taking their...
You have to take your blood sugars at least 6 times a day.
Especially when you first start
the
program.
When you start the program.
Great.
And the nice thing about this is you're monitoring this, and also it's really important to even include your doctor in this as well, because he can be part of this whole process of you getting off the insulin.
Absolutely.
And so he needs to be aware of this whole thing too as well, that you found a way in which you can reduce the amount of insulin. Wow. You know, your doctor will probably say, you know, I'd like to know more about that. Or yes, you know, would like to, you know, work in conjunction with you or Dr. Young or this whole program to help you get off your insulin. I mean, that's what we're trying to do, is teach people how to balance their life. It is the fastest growing illness in the world today.
It really is
diabetes.
An epidemic. Yeah.
It is an epidemic portions, and it's growing because guess what? Our kids are eating over 200 pounds of sugar a year, and they're eating over 200 pounds of protein. And between the protein and the sugar, we're getting so much acidity that it's literally stressing that frontline pancreas that's responsible to alkalizing the food as it's coming out of the stomach and regulating your blood sugar. How could it ever do the job with the insult of all of this protein and sugar that it has to deal with. And so as we move to a more low carbohydrate, low sugar diet, and start incorporating all the good fats like the flax oil and the olive oil and good fats from fish, which are high in omega-3s and 6s, and then we add the super greens for helping to neutralize the acidity and helping to build blood and the extra electrons that we get from the prime pH. And then we add some of the other target products like the BioLite, which has a cofactor, which is cofactor 1. And without cofactor 1, then sugar becomes lactic acid. With cofactor 1, sugar or glucose can then become pyruvate, which then becomes energy, ATP energy. But that cofactor 1 is found in BioLite. It's called NADH. That's the acronym. And then on top of that, to add the super soy sprouts for high and low blood sugar, as well as providing a natural source of protein, not from animals, but from plants. But that's the first thing that one needs to do. If you have low blood sugars or high blood sugars, if you've been diagnosed with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, if you're having challenges with circulation, these are acids that are destroying the nerves. And you can deal with that by just providing a better context. And that's where super greens is, with the prime pH is so foundational and so important. And here again, start out gradually. Start out with 1, work up to 2, work up to 3. Make sure you're taking your insulin levels at least 6 times a day before you go to bed. If you're challenged with the dawn phenomenon, where you're waking up with higher blood sugars, or if you decide not to take insulin that night and you want to wake up at 3 o'clock, test your blood just to make sure that everything is okay, you can do that too and set your alarm around 2 or 3 o'clock and test your blood just to be safe. Work with your doctor with this too as well.
I did that many times actually. And I know when you talk about the super soy sprouts, in addition to helping with balancing the sugar, one of the things I love them for is when I get cravings. Because I know there are many times when I do crave sweeter foods and foods that have sugar in them. And I find that when I go and I take a scoop of the super soy sprouts, eat it and drink some super greens right after that, it just takes away those cravings. And I'm very grateful for that product. It's a great product for that.
And these foundational four that we're talking about, the super greens, the prime pH, the BioLite, and the super soy, these can be used every day and really become a lifestyle choice, correct?
Yeah, they can be used every day, whether you're sick and tired or you're enjoying good health or you just want to take it to the next level. If you're an athlete looking for additional levels of energy and endurance and reduction in lactic acid buildup or any acids, irritation, inflammation, whatever level of health that you're at, if you want to go to the next level, these would be the foundational principles, the foundational products that you would need to incorporate in order to take you to a higher level of health, energy, and vitality.
The more, I guess you would call them a target product, the Diet Balance Pack would be considered target products?
When I use the metaphor of the house of health. So when we're talking about the foundation of a house, we have four cornerstones in a house. And the four cornerstones was the super greens, the prime pH, the BioLite, and the super soy sprouts. So we've got our foundation set. Our framework would be a good multivitamin, like the mega multivitamin that we have to offer. It's a broad-spectrum vitamin and mineral supplement. Then we have a roof to our house of health. And that roof is really the capstone to our house. And that capstone would be the Diet Balance Pack.
And I am assuming, for those who are listening out there, that you would not use a Diet Balance Pack indefinitely, or is this something you would go on and off, or you would use it one-off, or maybe you could just share a little bit about the use of a Diet Balance Pack?
Well, the Diet Balance Pack, when you look at today's stress loads, when you look at today's diets, I couldn't imagine that everyone on the planet couldn't use the Diet Balance Pack.
Sure.
And particularly our children, whose diets are extremely high in sugars and proteins. This is a pack that you can take for an indefinite period of time. This is something you could take on a regular basis. You may not be taking the same dosages. For someone who's doing diabetes, they may be taking one capsule of the Adrenal Plus and one capsule of the Pancreas Plus 9 times a day.
Right.
Plus, they'll be taking 5 drops of the chromium vanadium under their tongue 9 times a day. And that's for a person that's 154 pounds.
Sure.
So if you weigh more or less, you'd want to adjust those dosages. But for someone who's just looking for balance, Here again, you would be taking those one capsule three times a day for maintenance to deal with the stresses of today's life that affect our adrenals, that sit on top of our kidneys, that are responsible for releasing hormones such as adrenaline and noradrenaline, that are released in flight and fight type scenarios. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, we have situations that come in each of our lives where we're under stress, where this is a wonderful product for support. The pancreas is constantly under assault. The food coming out of the stomach, it can always need additional support. And chromium vanadium is just another insurance factor to make sure you've got enough chromium so that you're providing the right cofactor to bind with that glucose and insulin to take you to higher levels of energy. So you don't have to go to coffee. You don't have to go to the pseudo-energy type fixes that we go to. That you can actually take in things into your body that are going to help it in a positive way rather than a negative way. Not stimulate the body, but actually provide the proper context, the proper foundational elements that will then take your energies to a whole new level.
That's one of the things, Kevin, when you asked that question that has been really life-changing for me and that I'm so excited about in my life, is that a lot of us know what the diet is and a lot of the changes that we need to make in our life. And yet on a daily basis, day in and day out, we just aren't perfect and we can't do it at all. And that's why I like to use these products to support me to really be able to meet my goals and be able to support my health and my body to get it back towards balance and just take them on an ongoing basis.
You know, it certainly sounds like this program is working for people out there and people are getting results. Why haven't the mainstream medical community, why don't doctors out there discuss more about diet and lifestyle choices and positive supplementation? Care to comment on that?
Well, I think it's because there's this etiology that there's a virus, there's a germ that's attacking, or the white cells are attacking the insulin producing. There's a philosophy there that is looking for the bullet, so to speak.
Sure.
And they're looking at the smoking gun, but they can't find the bullet. And the reason they can't find the bullet, because there is no bullet other than what we are doing. In other words, we have to take personal responsibility for our life choices. What we're putting into our mouths, what we're putting into our minds, have a direct effect on how the pancreas is responding and the health of that pancreas. If it's diet-related, if it's nutritionally related, and there is no bullet, where's the research behind this? This is too simple. You know, but there is. And I think there are doctors and scientists that are now looking at the diet factor, that are looking at the nutritional factor, that are looking at the physiology and the psychology that is affecting our bodies holistically and also each system of our body. Not that it's disconnected, but they're looking at it as a whole, and more doctors and scientists are coming along this way, but it's taking time. It's taking time for them to look at this whole new way of living, eating, and thinking as the pathway to working towards a cure for not only diabetes, but also for heart disease, and also for AIDS, and also for a lot of other symptomologies, that there is no bullet, there is no smoking gun. These are symptomologies of lifestyle choices. And when we realize that and we can make changes in those lifestyle choices in a positive way and actually then reverse the symptomologies, then this is an exciting thing. And so I think it's just we've been riding a horse for so long, for so many years, looking for that germ, that virus, that fungus, that bullet. In reality, those are the symptoms of our lifestyle choices going more upstream. Now looking at our lifestyle choices as the true cause of how we feel and the challenges that we're facing physically and emotionally, I think is the way of the future.
I'm just real grateful to be able to learn more about really bringing the body back into balance and grateful to have these products really that can make a difference in my life.
Through this information that we shared with you today, hopefully we've shed some light on how you can, from this day forward, take control of your own health by beginning the Young's program. Thank you, Dr. Young, for certainly coming in today, taking the time out of your busy schedule. We look forward to the release of your new book, The pH Miracle for Diabetes, and the knowledge that it will impart on the millions who are dealing, or as you say, are doing this insidious disease. And also thank you, Donna, for joining us and sharing both your story and your experiences with us. I look forward to having both of you back in the future.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Take care. Thanks very much, and you'll be hearing from us on the next segment of Health Talk.